Chapter 24. The heat of midsummer in Tokyo was one of the few things that made Issei occasionally regret his decision to spend the rest of his life as a female. The hot, sticky humidity made his light shirt cling to his sweaty skin, and the strands of his long hair were plastered across his neck, despite his attempts to put it up in a ponytail to get it out of the way. He couldn't even wear the cooler, and more revealing, clothes many of the bolder girls adopted in the summer, because it compromised his disguise. Leaning against the brick wall of the economics building, Issei fanned himself with a notebook and wished he'd had the foresight to arrange to meet Jinpachi somewhere he might have found a little shade to rest in. The sun beat down on him with fierce strength, and the bricks behind him seemed to have soaked in the heat until he thought he probably could have baked bread on their surface. Unfortunately, he couldn't even look forward to some relief when he went home. Their air conditioner had broken down 2 days before, and the repairmen were swamped by frantic requests from other people with exactly the same problem. It would be at least a few more days before they could get it fixed. Sakura had been spending most of her time over at their friends' houses, enjoying their aircon. Issei had been invited as well, of course, but it was horribly uncomfortable for him to sleep in the bra that gave him false breasts, and he couldn't risk any of his friends seeing him without it. Another night of not being able to sleep for the oppressive heat, however, and he might decide the discomfort of the bra was preferable. The makeshift fan wasn't doing much but stirring the hot air around him, but it was still better than nothing. "Hurry up," he murmured impatiently to Jinpachi, still somewhere inside the building Issei was leaning against. His class should have ended 5 minutes ago, and he knew Issei was going to be waiting for him. There was a burst of masculine laughter as the main doors swung open and a group of boys emerged. Idly, Issei turned his attention to them, hoping Jinpachi was among them. "Don't care how hot she is, you should dump her already," one of them was saying derisively. "There's plenty of hotties on campus, and most of them aren't cock teases like your girl." Issei felt the burst of annoyance that followed those words deep in his soul, and blinked as he realized the feeling had come from Jinpachi. He couldn't see the redhead in the group of boys yet, but his boyfriend was definitely there somewhere. And, it dawned on him, it was Issei they were talking about. "Lay off Isako already, will you?" he heard Jinpachi grumble, confirming his realization. "Believe it or not, everything in life is not about sex. We'll get to it when we're both good and ready. She's worth waiting for." Amused, Issei continued fanning himself lazily, and wondered how long it would take them to realize he was here. He might have been insulted by the conversation if it weren't for the fact that he knew very well that it must be just about killing Jinpachi to know that the only one holding them back was Jinpachi himself. Issei was perfectly willing, and eager, to take things further, but his rules about how and when things were allowed to proceed held firm. Jinpachi still wasn't quite willing to touch Issei that way, and so things stayed at a level that frustrated them both. Not that Issei blamed his boyfriend for not telling his friends that. Admitting that he was the one reluctant to go all the way with his girlfriend probably would have gotten laughed out of the school. Explaining the real reason for it not only would have embarrassed Jinpachi beyond imagining, it would have made Issei furious with him for blowing his cover. "You sound like it's serious, Ogura," one of his friends teased him. You're too young to settle down. You're supposed to spend your school years experimenting and having fun before you become respectable. It's too early to decide you've found your one and only." "The gods don't always give us our perfect match at a convenient time," Jinpachi replied wryly. "You take it when you have the chance, because you never know how long you might have to wait for another one, right?" Jinpachi's warm eyes met Issei's, and he smiled as he realized the redhead had known he was there all along. A burst of love and affection traveled along their bond in both directions at the same time, and their smiles widened. "We've been waiting long enough that a little more waiting to make things perfect isn't going to kill us," Issei confirmed softly. "Two incarnations is more than enough, and Sarjareem only knows how many lifetimes we went through before the last one that we don't remember. The cycle ends here." Jinpachi's friends, at least, had the grace to look embarrassed when they realized that the girl they'd been discussing had been listening to them. Issei chuckled as his boyfriend walked over and took his hand, smiling up at the taller boy with a glint of amusement in his eyes as he silently reassured the redhead that he hadn't taken any offense.
"So, we're both free for the day," Jinpachi commented once he'd waved his friends off and the two of them were alone.
Still holding Issei's hand, he tugged the smaller boy between the economics building and the math building, heading for the park-like and shaded pathway between the buildings.
"Did you have anything in mind to do tonight?"
"Anything that involves us not being out in the heat," Issei said fervently, sighing with relief as they entered the relatively cool shadows of the trees. It was still hot and humid, but at least the sun wasn't beating down on him with full force. "Our aircon is broken, and I've had quite enough of being overheated."
"That sucks," Jinpachi grimaced sympathetically. "Well, how about dinner somewhere cool then? I haven't gotten to treat you in a while."
He grinned when Issei automatically started to protest that he couldn't let Jinpachi pay for him all the time, and silenced the dark-haired boy with a kiss.
"I've never met another girl who's so difficult to convince to let me treat her." He chuckled when the kiss broke. "You're too stubborn for your own good, love."
Blushing at the endearment, Issei shook his head. "Stubborn pride isn't an exclusively male trait," he protested, and grinned. "Just look at Sakura."
"Sakura is not exactly a sterling example of femininity," Jinpachi replied dryly, making Issei laugh. "I wish you'd let me take you out more often," he added seriously, rubbing his thumb over the back of Issei's hand. "I can afford it, and I like treating you. You deserve better than what you're stuck eking out of your scholarship budget. My dad doesn't mind, so long as I keep my grades up, which I've been doing thanks to you helping me study." He smiled. "I think he's just as glad to see me settling down with a nice girl."
Instead of cheering Issei as he'd intended, however, his words made the empath's eyes darken. "He might not be so happy when he realizes you're not going to marry me," he pointed out, looking away. There were moments when he had it driven home to him that although he could pretend to be the girl his soul insisted he was, there were some things his male body meant he would never be able to have. His difficulty in adjusting Jinpachi to the idea of having sex with a male body wasn't the end of it. Once more, he cursed his own stupidity in asking Sarjareem to reincarnate him in a male body. Then he kicked himself for even bringing up marriage. They'd only been together a few months. It was too early to be talking about things like that. He didn't want to end up being one of those clingy girls who drove their boyfriends off by asking for serious commitments too early. To his surprise, Jinpachi didn't seem in the least anxious at the mention of marriage. He simply shrugged.
"We'll cross that bridge when we come to it," he replied. "It won't matter that we can't legally get married if our attempt to force me to accept your body doesn't work."
"It is working," Issei assured him, though he couldn't stop a wistful sigh of his own. Undoing the ingrained prejudice of a lifetime took time and patience, and while he was more than willing to devote both to the effort, it did get frustrating, especially since it was hard to measure any progress they might be making.
"So does that mean you're going to let me take you to dinner?" Jinpachi asked with a grin, and Issei had to laugh and capitulate.
As Jinpachi walked him home after dinner, Issei reflected that maybe it really was time for him to stop objecting when the other boy wanted to take him out. Jinpachi had a point that most girls wouldn't have even thought about objecting to that sort of treatment from their boyfriends. in fact, would have expected it. It was a bit of a different situation when Sakura tried to buy things for him. Maybe if Jinpachi really hadn't been able to afford it, he might have continued to object. But as it was, it just seemed a little silly. He wasn't going to tell the redhead about his decision, though. With a little smile on his face, Issei reflected that he still didn't want his boyfriend going overboard. Jinpachi could sometimes get a little bit too enthusiastic about things. He'd just let Jinpachi think he was getting better at coaxing Issei into letting him pay for things. "Did you want to come in for a bit?" he asked as they reached the building he and Sakura rented an apartment in. "Our fridge is still working, at least. I can offer you a cold drink."
"Sure," Jinpachi shrugged. "I don't have anywhere to be. It's Friday night. Homework can wait until tomorrow."
"It had better not wait any longer than that," Issei chided him teasingly. "We don't want our dates becoming dependent on my income because you let your grades drop too much."
"I'm sure we could still keep ourselves entertained," Jinpachi replied with an easy grin, leaning down to kiss him as the elevator made its way up to his floor.
Giggling, Issei disentangled himself from the embrace as the doors opened again. "It's too hot for that right now," he complained, fanning himself again with his hand. The heat in the elevator and inside hallways was even worse than outside, lacking even the slight relief of the breeze. Inside their apartment was even worse. "I'm home," Issei called as he unlocked the door and entered, kicking off his shoes. He didn't really expect an answer, and indeed, there was only silence in response. Jinpachi followed him in and stopped short in the hall 3 steps in.
"I know you said your aircon was busted," Issei, "but this is insane. It's like a sauna in here."
"The windows don't open," Issei explained wearily. Moving into the tiny kitchen, he flipped on the light and spotted a note in Sakura's hasty scrawl pinned to the corkboard hanging on the wall. "Sakura is staying at a friend's again," he read for Jinpachi's benefit. Sighing, he added, "I wish I could do the same, but I can't risk having someone realize the truth about me."
"You can't stay here,"
the other boy said with certainty, looking around with a frown as he leaned in the kitchen doorway.
"Issei, this isn't healthy. I don't know how you can sleep in this, but you'll make yourself sick. Isn't there anywhere you can go?"
"The only people who know my secret are you and Sakura," Issei shrugged. Opening the fridge, he reveled in the blast of cold air for a moment before reaching for 2 bottles of water. Anything else would only leave him thirstier than before he'd drunk it, and he was probably dehydrated anyway. He offered one to Jinpachi, and the redhead took it, but just stood there holding it and frowning.
"Come back with me, then," the other boy said unexpectedly. "My dorm is air-conditioned, and I've got a single room. There's no way I can just go home and sleep knowing you're stuck in this."
"Jinpachi, you're in an all-boys dorm,"
Issei replied, scandalized.
"We'll both get in trouble."
"Why?" the other boy grinned at him. "I won't be the first guy to sneak his girl in for the night. Nor the last. Anyway, technically we wouldn't even be doing anything wrong."
Sputtering, Issei was torn between laughter and smacking him for his cheek. For the most part, unless they were talking about sex, Jinpachi had been good about never referring to Issei as male. Laughter won out, and he leaned against the wall and shook his head. "It's tempting," he admitted, unable to keep all his longing out of his voice. He really didn't want to spend another night tossing and turning on his sticky, sweaty sheets. "Are you sure you wouldn't mind?" It seemed like an uncomfortable situation to put the other boy into. Issei had been in his dorm room a few times, and it was beyond tiny. They wouldn't have any choice but to share the bed, and they'd be forced into pretty close proximity. They'd napped together several times on Issei's larger bed, but somehow actually spending the night seemed like a bigger step than anything they'd done before. On the other hand, why was he objecting? He was trying to get Jinpachi to take things further between them, and sleeping together on a small bed seemed almost guaranteed to further the cause.
"It'll be okay," Gepetti shrugged, and then smirked at him. "In case you hadn't noticed, for the most part, I do like being close to you."
"All right," Issei agreed, feeling oddly shy. That was silly, really. How often had he slept over at Jinpachi's in junior high? They'd always shared a bed then, curled up together as uncaring as a couple of puppies. It had proved embarrassing when they'd started dreaming about Gyokuran and Enju sleeping together, but until then they'd never thought twice about it. That was the key difference, though. They'd been too young and innocent then for it to seem strange or awkward. Now, with everything that lay between them, a little shyness was probably only expected.
"Let's go, then," Jinpachi declared, handing back his unopened water. "No reason to stay here and subject ourselves to this. You can stay with me as long as you need to, until your aircon is fixed."
"Let's see how tonight goes first," Issei said, putting the waters back in the fridge. Despite his words of caution, suddenly he was hoping it took them a very long time indeed to fix the cooler. Neither of them seemed to know what to say as they headed back towards campus, where Jinpachi's dorm was. After a few minutes, Jinpachi reached out to take his hand, and they strolled along with their fingers entwined. Issei felt like he was walking on clouds, his feet hardly touching the ground. "This is how it should be," he thought to himself, content. "This is how it was meant to be. If we can just get past this one last challenge, we'll finally be able to be together, and we'll never screw it up again." Well, perhaps that was a little optimistic. They would probably make mistakes in their next incarnation, too. The same mistakes, or different ones, but there would be mistakes. Somehow, Issei believed that if they could just get it right once, though, they would be more likely to get it right again in later lives. Getting Issei in was easy enough. The boys who lived in the dorm were allowed to have visitors. They just weren't supposed to have girls staying overnight. He was a little tense as Jinpachi closed the door to his room behind them, even as he sighed in relief at the feel of the air conditioning against his overheated skin. "If the aircon ever breaks in this building, you're going to end up with a riot on your hands," he commented in amusement, perching on the edge of the bed as Jinpachi moved to empty his backpack and put away his books.
"I think they take pretty good care of it for exactly that reason," Jinpachi chuckled. "There haven't been any problems with the heating or cooling systems in all the time I've lived here. Maybe you should move into one of the dorms. Would it be that much more expensive if you and Sakura shared a room?"
"Yes, and you'd have to convince both of us that the restrictions imposed by living in residence would be worth the benefits," Issei replied dryly. "We're happy where we are. It's just that we're not exactly the only ones whose aircon has broken down this week."
"Fair enough," Jinpachi conceded. "Well, it's too early to go to bed on a Friday night. Want to watch a movie or something? I've got a bunch."
"Sure, sounds good," Issei agreed, smiling back at him. They would have to curl up together on the bed to be able to see the screen, but he wasn't exactly complaining about the idea. Excitement was coiling into a tight knot in his stomach, and he had to remind himself to be careful not to start projecting it to Jinpachi. If he did manage to nudge the other boy a little closer to actually having sex with him, he didn't want it to be primarily because they'd been caught up in his empathy.
"You pick something out then," Jinpachi invited him, gesturing at the rows of DVDs next to the television. "I'll go get us some cold drinks from the vending machines. Be right back."
Issei moved over to the shelves as Jinpachi left, examining the selection. He smiled as he saw more than one old favorite, as well as more recent blockbuster movies. "Wait, wasn't that..." He laughed, delighted, touching the box of the soap opera set. Not exactly Jinpachi's normal fare, but he remembered that show. It was the one Enju and Shusuran had followed religiously on the moonbase, tapping into the broadcasting signal from Earth. He'd have to ask if he could borrow it. He and Sakura would probably have a great deal of fun rewatching it now. It wasn't really what he wanted for tonight, though. Other than that one series, there was nothing that might be classified as a chick flick. No sappy emotional romances or romantic comedies. That was only to be expected, of course. Horror and really gory action movies were out because Issei hated feeling other people's reaction to that sort of thing on top of his own. That left some of the lighter action and science fiction movies, a few dramas, and the pure comedies. Hesitating over the decision, Issei glanced down and saw the bottom edges of another row of cases in a drawer that was not quite closed. Curious, because the collection on the shelves was alphabetized and seemed to be complete, he pulled the drawer the rest of the way open. It took him a moment to realize what he was looking at, but when realization dawned, his eyes widened and a hot blush crept up his cheeks. Picking up one of the cases, he couldn't help staring in fascination at the two young men pictured on the front. Wow! I didn't think that position was actually possible outside of badly written fiction, he thought, biting his lip in a futile attempt to keep his breathing from speeding up. He was male enough to react to visual stimulation, and if the cover of this movie was anything to go by, he would probably find himself very aroused by the rest of it. Did you find anything? Jinpachi asked as he came back into the room. When Issei didn't immediately find his voice to answer, the redhead's tone became curious. Issei? Oh. Turning, Issei saw his boyfriend looking at the open drawer with an expression of mingled shame and embarrassment. I can explain. Chuckling, Issei set the movie down and moved over to wrap his arms around the taller boy's waist, tilting his head back to look up into his eyes. Jinpachi, it's all right, he assured him, smiling. I'm the one who imposed the restriction that you had to be watching something like that in the first place, remember? Did you think I would be upset to find out that you owned porn? Shrugging, Jinpachi's embarrassment deepened. I guess not. It's just a couple of my friends have had their girlfriends go ballistic on them over that kind of thing. I don't get it. The girls act like their boyfriends are cheating on them or something. That's just silly, Issei shook his head. Not all girls are that unreasonable, I promise. His smile turned sly. Once we've got past your mental block, I don't even care how often you jerk off, as long as I get to participate once in a while. Issei? Jinpachi groaned, then laughed and hugged him back. You're gonna be the death of me one of these days. So did you find a movie you wanted to watch? Some imp of the perverse made Issei suggest, why not that one? Are you serious? Jinpachi asked, staring at him. Now I'm curious, Issei admitted, blushing again. I've gotten glimpses of what you've been watching in your mind, but I've never seen anything like that myself. Besides, he reached out with his empathy and caught a little thrill of illicit arousal from Jinpachi and fed it back to him. I think it might be fun, don't you? Staring back at him for a long moment, Jinpachi seemed to be weighing his options. Sure, he finally breathed out, shaking his head like he couldn't believe he was agreeing to the idea. Why the hell not? You know, none of the other guys are going to believe I've got a girlfriend who not only doesn't mind that I watch porn, but wants to watch it with me. I'm going to be the envy of the floor. I assume you don't tell them what kind of porn, Issei chuckled, going up on tiptoe to kiss him, before moving to put the movie into the player. You sure about this? Jinpachi gave him one last chance to change his mind as he settled in beside the redhead on the bed. Issei had flicked the lights out as he crossed the room, leaving them with the dim glow from the TV itself as the only light source. It threw Jinpachi's features into sharp relief, making the whole thing seem a bit surreal to Issei. Wordlessly, Issei took the remote from him and hit play, leaning back against him with a slightly nervous smile. He couldn't really believe he was doing this, but he was curious. There was, he quickly discovered, only the barest bones of an attempt at a story. The whole plot seemed to be a straight man wandering by accident into some sort of gay bathhouse and being held only half against his will to witness and participate in all kinds of sexual acts. Most of the boys were pretty enough to be girls, and Issei was fairly certain this movie was aimed more at bi-curious straight guys than actual gay males. Well, since that was exactly what he wanted Jinpachi to be, that was fine with him. Issei certainly didn't mind watching the pretty boys do all kinds of imaginative things to each other. He did find himself taking mental notes a few times, his eyes wide with disbelief or surprise. Watching them all squirm and writhe around each other like well-oiled sex gods was arousing enough, but feeling Jinpachi slowly work himself into a reluctant frenzy beside him was far more thrilling. In short, Issei was breathing hard and fidgeting, fighting not to squirm with arousal. Beside him, Jinpachi was still, almost unnaturally so, but he couldn't hide his reaction from the empath pressed up against him. Whether Jinpachi liked it or not, Issei's attempt at conditioning him had worked at least this much. Jinpachi was aroused by the scenes on the TV, lack of girls or not. Shifting so he was pressed a little closer to his boyfriend, Issei boldly slipped his hand into Jinpachi's lap. The redhead gave him a surprised look before Issei's hand closed over the bulge of his cock through his jeans, and he closed his eyes and tipped his head back with a moan. "Eyes open!" Issei chided him, stretching up and nipping his earlobe sharply. "Keep watching the screen. You know the rules, Jinpachi." Reluctantly, the other boy opened his eyes again, his feverish gaze locked on the screen. Issei wasn't sure how much of it he was actually seeing, but he was at least trying to comply. Running his mouth down over the angle of Jinpachi's jaw, Issei worked the other boy's belt open. Once he had done it, it was easy to undo his pants and slide his hand inside, curling his fingers around the hard shaft of the redhead's cock. Jinpachi moaned again, but kept his eyes on the screen, and Issei smiled to himself. Drawing Jinpachi's erection out from inside his pants, Issei took a moment to study and admire it. He'd seen it on several occasions now, but it never failed to stir the heat deep inside his body. As pretty as the boys on screen were, Issei would always prefer the real sight and feel of Jinpachi's body. Scooting a little further down on the bed, Issei leaned over and took the tip in his mouth. This was the first time he'd actually tasted his boyfriend, and the distinct flavor burst over his tongue with an odd feeling of familiarity. It took him a moment to realize why it would seem so much like he'd done this before. It was Enju who remembered doing this, not him. Jinpachi tasted like Gyokuran. Moaning a bit at the realization, Issei licked at the place where the head met the shaft of Jinpachi's cock. Yes, he really was remarkably like Gyokuran, in shape as well as taste. If that was true, Issei wondered if he would have the same sensitive spots as well. Enju had done this for Gyokuran many times, and had learned the best ways of pleasing her lover in an attempt to make the man focus on her and not Mokuren. Well, there was only one way to find out. Sliding his mouth down a little further, Issei let his ponytail slip over his shoulder to tickle the part of Jinpachi's cock that his mouth wasn't covering. The feel of Enju's hair had always driven Gyokuran half mad with lust. Apparently, it did indeed have the same effect on Jinpachi, because he groaned and arched up, pushing himself a bit deeper into Issei's mouth. Drawing away a bit, Issei licked at the tip like a lollipop, grinning. "Keep watching," he murmured, when he sensed Jinpachi's attention on him. "I don't want to miss anything." "But you're not even looking—" "Oh." Jinpachi's words trailed off in an incoherent noise when Issei went down on him again, taking more of him inside this time. At the same moment, the empath opened the link between them, letting Jinpachi's emotions trickle into him as he watched the movie through the redhead's eyes. From Jinpachi's perspective, the movie came tinged with feelings of guilty pleasure, the thrill of doing something naughty, combined with the shame of indulging in a dirty pleasure. Issei did his best to ease the negative side of the emotions, encouraging the positive ones by feeding his own reaction to the movie to Jinpachi in return. The whole time, he continued to bob up and down over Jinpachi's cock, doing his best to drive the other boy wild. He could feel the first edges of orgasm creeping over Jinpachi, sending spikes of pleasure shuddering through him. The combination of denial and the heady sensation of the shared arousal between them always drew the redhead to the brink quickly. Shifting uncomfortably, as his own arousal made itself urgently felt, Issei reached down surreptitiously with one hand to adjust himself. His skirt was loose, but the panties that had been so comfortable this morning were now distressingly tight. He moaned around Jinpachi's cock as his fingers brushed his own erection and felt Jinpachi jerk against him. Breathless, Issei realized this was one thing he'd never tried. Touching himself while connected emotionally to Jinpachi, forcing the other boy to share the sensation. Deliberately this time, he stroked his cock with the firm, slow grip he most preferred. The sensation made him shudder and mewl softly with need, and Jinpachi gasped. "Oh gods, Issei, do that again," the other boy pleaded hoarsely, his voice full of wonder and disbelief. Issei was more than happy to obey, rubbing himself with long, even strokes that drew the pleasure out as much as he could stand it. He timed the motions of his mouth in counterpoint with his hand, so one of them was always at the point of most pleasure in the cycle. Jinpachi was shuddering beneath him now, his fists clenching and unclenching in the sheets as he fought for control. In truth, Issei wasn't faring any better, just as caught up in the loop as Jinpachi. When another, larger hand tentatively joined his on his cock, he almost didn't realize the significance of it, too lost in pleasure to think at all. Jinpachi's hand was rougher than his, catching on the smooth skin of his cock in a way that seemed to tug at something deep inside Issei every time it happened. He let go and let the other boy take over, focusing his efforts on what he was doing with his mouth instead. It was an awkward position for both of them to maintain, but oh gods, was it worth it. If Issei had thought experiencing orgasm through his link to Jinpachi was intense, that was nothing compared to the feeling of sharing orgasm as they both hit the peak at once. Jinpachi's moans were almost loud enough to count as screams as he shuddered and shot thick gobs of cum into Issei's willing mouth. And the only reason Issei wasn't just as loud was because he was somewhat gagged. The last moments seemed to last forever, orgasm drawing out much longer than either of them was used to. Finally, Issei collapsed bonelessly across Jinpachi's lap, panting for air. For a long moment, Jinpachi just let him lie there, hand still loose around Issei's cock. Slowly, the redhead shifted, stretching out on the bed and drawing Issei up beside him. Despite his desire not to lose the incredible sensation of Jinpachi's hand around him, Issei went willingly enough. They shared a long, deep kiss that felt nearly as intimate as what they'd finished doing, the link still wide open between them. "Still think it's not working?" Issei asked, almost giddy when they finally parted for air. "I can't believe I just did that," Jinpachi answered, shifting his hand to examine the white strands of semen coating it with an expression of mixed fascination and revulsion. "That was... damn, Issei. If it's always going to feel like that, maybe this won't be so difficult after all." Issei murmured in agreement, a little smug smile playing over his lips as he snuggled into the pillow.
Like that, or better, I suspect. I wasn't expecting it to be that intense either, but I'm certainly not complaining.
We can do this, Jinpachi whispered, sounding like he'd had his dearest prayer answered.
Issei, I think this is really going to work.
Yes, Issei agreed simply, smiling back at him. Laughing, Jinpachi hugged him, careful not to get his handful of semen all over either Issei's clothes or the sheets.
Now, I'm going to go clean up before I stain something, Jinpachi said a little ruefully.
He hesitated as he slipped out of the bed, looking back at Issei, sprawled wantonly over the covers. Clearing his throat, he glanced away as he added,
I don't usually sleep in anything. I don't see why you should either.
With that, he all but fled the room, leaving Issei blinking, stunned behind him. Until now, Jinpachi had always asked him to leave something on to help the redhead think of him as a woman. This was the first time his boyfriend had willingly expressed a desire to be with him completely naked. Smiling, Issei quickly slipped out of his clothes and folded them neatly, laying them across the back of Jinpachi's desk chair. Progress indeed! Turning back the sheets, Issei climbed into the bed and waited for his boyfriend, his soulmate, to join him.